Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So, Tom, you're looking for Shayna?
Okay. Well, we met over the summer, man, and we've kind of had a thing going. She would come by, we'd hang out, she'd bring me groceries, we'd watch TV, and we were just hanging out a lot, and now she's just not getting back to me. It's really weird. I don't think I did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just sound weird, like she brings me groceries?
Yeah, yeah. What?
So she's an Uber Eats driver.
Yeah.
Instacart.
That's kind of how I first met her, but then we were hanging out all summer. She'd come over, we watched Netflix, we'd chill, it was great.
Yeah, so okay. What happened last time you guys hung out?
We had a good time, you know? We kind of watched what she wanted to watch, and we really, really had a chill evening. And then I haven't heard back from her, man. Hmm.
You didn't do anything that pissed her off?
No, matter of fact, last time we watched some shit you wanted to watch, it's called Clickbait. I didn't even want to watch that.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That was so good.
The Clickbait show?
Yes.
Yeah, I keep hearing 5 million likes and I'll kill him.
Yeah, you got to gotta watch that.
All right, cool. Okay, so listen, Tom, we'll give her a call for you, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Shayna?
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, hi, Shayna. So it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain to you why we actually got your phone number from somebody who knows you?
Yes, please explain.
Okay, so it's a gentleman who knows you. Basically, he'd like to ask you out on a date. And if you say yes to the date, we will pay for whatever date you choose. So you pick the day, the time, the place. We'll pay for the whole thing. And like I said, you know the guy.
Wait, but I'm sorry. Who are you guys again? I literally just woke up.
So okay.
Slow down. I'm confused.
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station. And we got a call from a guy that knows you and would like to ask you out on a date because he feels like you guys have a chemistry. If you say yes, we'll reserve whatever date you want. Basically, you're going to be going to a really nice restaurant and drinking and eating for free with a guy that you know. And maybe hit it off with him or maybe say, hey, you know what? He's cool, but not my type, but thanks for the free food and drinks.
Okay, but who is it?
Okay, beautiful. So it's Tom.
Tom who? I don't know if I know any Toms.
You don't know any Toms?
I really don't think that I do.
Tom said that you and him were dating this summer.
Like, hey, Tom.
No, I haven't dated anyone in a few months.
You haven't dated anybody in a few months? So he said that you guys watched, last time you guys hung out, you watched Clickbait together after you brought him groceries and ate dinner.
I mean, I was delivering to a guy named Tom.
Yes.
I watched Clickbait with that guy.
Okay, so.
Wait a minute. Was that a vomit noise?
So you were delivering to him?
Yes.
And you watched Clickbait with him?
Yeah. Every time I would go over there, you know, he'd be like, oh, have you seen this show? Have you seen this show? I don't really have anybody to watch it with. You know, somehow it would get into him talking about his lonely life. So I felt a little bad. And I would be like, this is my last delivery.
No!
I have 2 hours.
Well, Clickbait, too.
Hold on a second.
Wait, it was a pity?
Yeah.
You were watching Netflix with him out of pity?
So you were delivering to him?
Yeah, he was a regular. I really just thought it was me giving his food, and then, oh, this guy wants some company, too. But it was never romantic, I don't think.
Oh,
okay, well, he does, because he's on the phone right now, and he wanted another date, quote-unquote date. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, what's going on? No, we hung out during the summer. You watched multiple movies and Netflix.
Netflix.
You had good snacks.
Yeah.
We snuggled under blankets. What's going on?
What about that makes you think that, like, we're dating?
Well, we snuggled under a blanket once. We were watching couple shows in a row. I mean, we ate food together. What? How is that not dating?
Did you snuggle with him?
I just, like, did, he has a very small couch.
And so a big blanket. Yeah. Wait, Shayna, let me ask you something. Do you not have Netflix? Is it maybe like you're using him for a subscription? Or
no, that's not it. That's not it. Okay, so no offense, Tom, but it's just when some people are a little bit of a loser, so you feel like you're doing a good deed by hanging out and being their friend.
Oh, no.
And he was very generous with the tips, and it was like my last delivery of the day, so I was just kind of like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Oh, right.
Right. So can I ask you a question? Why have you, if it was like such a good little situation, why are you not delivering to him anymore?
Well, because I got a completely new job, so I'm just moved on from delivery.
Oh, that explains it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You were hanging out with me all the time. We were hanging out. You couldn't give me a heads up saying, oh, Tom, this is the last time we'll be able to do this. I didn't know that. And then one day, just Carl shows up. Weird.
Well, you don't want to snuggle under a blanket with Carl? Or?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I mean, okay. I think we figured this out. She didn't necessarily break up with you, Tom, because she wasn't dating you. You know, another good news is that Shayna got a new job. And, well, that's it for the good news. The rest of it is that you completely made up a relationship for the summer. So, How about this?
Man.
Shayna. Like I said, we're offering a free dinner at a restaurant. So, you know, you guys could go out, just chat it up, and see if you have anything in common to actually build on.
Come on!
I mean, I'm sorry, Tom. You're very nice, but I've heard your whole life story this whole summer and why you are the way you are. Why your situation is the way it is. And I just think you need to work on yourself first before, you know, you can be in a relationship with anybody, honestly.
Sounds like anybody. A therapist.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, look on the bright side. She's not breaking up with you because you never dated her.
Yeah, I'm so confused, man.
You're it's not the happening.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.